I put on my pajamas and got into bed. I hoped I'd be able to sleep. It's easy to be hard-boiled about everything in the daytime, but at night it is another thing. When they shipped me to the hospital in England, there was Lady Brett Ashley in a nurse's uniform, her short hair cut like a boy's, the fathomless pools of her eyes. I suppose she only wanted what she couldn't have. I had the feeling, as in a nightmare, of it all being something repeated, something I had been through, and that now I must go through again.
Oh, to hell with you. To hell with you, Lady Brett Ashley. Jake, will you come to South America?
Good morning, Robert. Nice of you to drop by. How's things?
Fine. Well, not really fine. I came to ask if you'll come to South America with me.
I don't want to go to South America.
Why not?
I don't know. It's too expensive for a start. You could see all the South Americans you want in Paris.
They're not the real South Americans.
They look pretty real to me.
Come on, Jake.
I've still got half the week's stories to write. I don't suppose you know any dirt.
What?
None of your exalted connections getting divorces?
No.
Nah, it's a pity.
Forget that. If I handled all the expenses, would you come to South America?
Why me?
It would be more fun with the two of us. And you can speak...